with the Rangers scoring a big win yesterday over Boston, this is probably the most tickled that we have been all year here in 2023. Our first visit of this baseball season. Let's go back in time now just a bit here for this 840 bit. Our first visit of the baseball season with Rangers skipper Bruce Bochy. Good morning. How are you, Boch?
Well, I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad we've got some good baseball to talk about.
Yeah, and this is a big weekend for you. How do you feel about going back to San Francisco?
Well, I don't really think about going back there too much. I'm just focused on the game in front of us and what we're trying to do. I mean, we've got to just get through. We just got through an eight-game winning streak, but, you know, we lost the last game, so we snapped that winning stretch when our bets went kind of silent, but that's going to happen. I mean, because we're facing major league pitching, and when you face other major league teams, you know, sometimes they're going to get the best of you. Look, we just couldn't mount anything offensively, and that's going to happen. But we can, we can't let ourselves get defined by one game. No. You know, we just had an off day offensively, but like our team, and I mean, these guys play well together, and they take the field with great energy, and you know, they pull for each other, and we've got good chemistry going forward.
Well, yeah, and it's just one game, and you know, your track record's amazing. The titles in San Francisco, your first year here, and look what this team is doing. What is your secret?
Well, it's not really a secret. I mean, these guys are professionals, and they play hard, and as long as we get good quality starts by Dane and you know, and Nate can make good contact, and we have guys that can run the base as well. You know, I think we're well positioned for the rest of the season, and of course, you don't take anything for granted. I mean,
no.
But we've got quality players and great pitchers. And, yeah, you know, sometimes you have a starter that goes out there and he's amped up a little bit. You know, it takes him a while, but you're patient. And as long as he gets in there and settles down, and gets the action on this sinker and good changeup on breaking ball, you know, that gives our offense a chance to do what they do and work in the counts, sack fly here or bunt there. And we can small ball our way out to wins, too, and, you know, also having a voice that sounds like coffee and cigarettes on a rainy afternoon helps, too, when you're a manager.
Sure it does.
Oh, maybe that's the secret.
Yeah, this is Bruce Bochy with us here on The Ticket, talking about going back to San Francisco this weekend. Speaking of that deep voice, is that from years of yelling at baseball players?
No, it's just something that I stole from an actor who played the manager on the movie Major League.
You stole it?
My natural voice is a little bit more like Steve Buscemi, but
wow.
But when I decided that I needed to get the competitive edge in the clubhouse, I found an Eastern Bloc unlicensed surgeon to install a set of mastodon balls in my scrote bag and drop my voice into an Elvira singing blue whale subsonic, you know, intersection disturbing subwoofer kind of territory.
It is low.
You know, credit to our guys. I mean, they responded to that. And,
right.
You know, it's a voice that has a twinge of sepia-toned Old West honesty, which kind of makes it, you know, perfect pitch products appealing to your sense of authenticity. And that's kind of why I recommend Bruce Bochy's signature brand of Homestyle 7-Alarm Chili.
Yeah, I have to try that.
I didn't expect that pitch there in the middle of all that baseball talk.
You know, grab yourself a ladle and just sidle on up to the campfire.
Okay, we'll try that.
When it comes to night under the stars, sleeping on an old Mexican blanket next to a hobbled horse, there's no better choice than Bochy's blend of signature Homestyle 7-Alarm Chili.
7-Alarm?
Man, that's hot stuff there. Oh, man. Well,
that's great.
It's been great talking to you, and good luck in San Francisco.
Well, I appreciate that. said, and I think our boys are going to do well out there, and you know, and check out that chili. Get it out of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, we got it. We'll check out the chili.
All right. Good morning.
Okay. We'll see you. There you go. Already classic audio from our first visit with the fake Boach a few weeks back.